A lot has been made about attendance dropping across Major League Baseball over the last couple years, so it seems appropriate to give some credit to the Los Angeles Dodgers for continuing to see an increase at the gate. That's where we start the morning buzzcast for today, Monday, September 23rd. I'm Rick Ellington. The Dodgers concluded their regular season home schedule at Dodger Stadium yesterday, and the team set a new single-season attendance record in the process. More than 3.97 million fans came through the turnstiles this year at Chavez Ravine, marking the seventh straight year the Dodgers have led the league in that category. Additionally, the cumulative total ranks among the top 10 marks of all time in Major League Baseball. Of course, it doesn't hurt that the team is once again favored to make its third straight World Series appearance come October, but drawing that many people while having that level of success is still a milestone that deserves to be credited. On the flip side of things are the Miami Marlins, who were likely to end up with the lowest attendance in baseball in 15 years as they concluded their home portion yesterday of a 100-loss season. Marlins CEO Derek Jeter has made it clear over the weekend that the team needs more fans to come out, noting that ownership has made a commitment to improve the fan experience at Marlins Park. The Miami Herald's Barry Jackson suggests that the team during this offseason should spend some money on several free agents that have ties to the Miami area in an effort to increase excitement around the team, therefore creating more fans coming through the gate. But this is the ultimate chicken and egg situation. Will the team spend in hopes that more fans come to the park, or do more fans need to come to the park first to show the team that it should spend? We'll have to see how that plays out over the next few months. The Laver Cup concluded its third edition yesterday with Team Europe defeating a team of the world's best players, and it was clear from the first serves in Geneva that the event has quickly secured a special place on the crowded tennis calendar. The passion shown by the likes of Roger Federer, Rafael Nadal, and even Nick Kyrgios clearly aren't fabricated, a fear that many in the tennis world feared when the event was first created a couple years ago. Many of the top players participating in the event have said that they love the atmosphere of playing in a packed arena, as well as the team component that comes to the forefront here at the Laver Cup, something that is rare in the solitary world of pro tennis. Boston fans will have the opportunity to see the festivities firsthand next year, as TD Garden yesterday was formally announced as the site for the 2020 event. And I've waited this long to mention Antonio Brown, but I guess we do need to talk about what's going on there for a minute. I'm not going to get into everything that's transpired over the last couple days since he was released Friday afternoon by the Patriots, but Brown reportedly does plan to file a grievance with the NFLPA today regarding the money he feels he is still owed by both the Pats and the Raiders, despite both teams cutting him this month. Reports out of Boston are that the call to release Brown on Friday afternoon came from Robert and Jonathan Kraft after the latest harassing text messages were made public late last week. Something interesting to note is that Tom Brady on his weekly Monday morning radio hit in Boston earlier today said that he has personal feelings on the issue of Brown, but that he wasn't going to share them publicly, though he did call it a, quote, difficult situation. That's your buzzcast for Monday. Hope you have a great start to your week.